Hello and welcome to the Fast and the Furious podcast. The Fast and the Furious podcast is a podcast where we talk about the Fast and Furious franchise. There's all kinds of family, but Jason chose this one. You can have any brew you like as long as it's a Corona. This is episode 78, Review Redux for Too Fast, Too Furious. So basically, in this episode, we're going to be kind of, you know, talking and reviewing Too Fast, Too Furious, because I know we just got a lot of stuff to get into, but first we are going to kind of, you know, go over the deleted scenes and stuff like that. I don't know why these scenes were deleted, but a lot of them just didn't really fit the story, but I know a lot of them, I know there's one particular one that I liked. I think it would have helped the story a little bit more. But we're gonna get into our extracurricular activities. What have I been up to since recording? Of course, want to share our news for the Fast and the Furious franchise. Regarding Fast X, stuff like that. Then talk about Too Fast review and Too Fast, Too Furious. So now we're gonna get into our extracurricular activities and what I have been up to. No, since recording, since our last episode was the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, what I have been up to, I haven't been up to much, you know, watching movies, you know, the same usual stuff, stuff like that, but other than that, you know, I don't do a whole lot that much anymore. I just, you know, kind of just, I like to chill out. I'm one of those guys, one of those who just likes to chill and stuff like that, but yeah, so let's go ahead and share any updates regarding any news and what's new and hot off the streets of the Fast and Furious franchise. So we just now learned our rating for Fast X. Fast X has officially received a rating. It is it will be rated PG-13, just like, you know, the other entries in the Fast saga. Of course, the spinoff Hobbs and Shaw, as well. So the movie is a PG-13. The film is set to open May 19th. The official road to Fast X will begin May 9th through the 17th. So that I'm excited for. But other than that, yeah, I mean, I haven't been doing much. We're gonna take a quick break, or we're gonna get a drink, and then we're gonna come back and get into the Too Fast, Too Furious, for a review redux for Too Fast, Too Furious. Before we actually get into the actual movie, we're gonna just gonna kind of talk about some of the deleted scenes of stuff like that, and so then we'll get into Too Fast, Too Furious review redux. So we're gonna take a quick break and then come back and, yeah, talk about and review Too Fast, Too Furious. Hello and welcome back. This is episode 78, Review Redux, Too Fast, Too Furious from 2003. So before we get into the actual Review Redux, we're going to be going over some of the deleted scenes these scenes were deleted for obvious reasons. Of course, you know, throughout, we're going to be hearing from, you know, the editor of the film and the director, the late John Singleton as well. They're gonna kind of explain why these scenes were officially deleted or lifted from the film. So let's go ahead and get into it. I'm gonna be talking a little bit about some of these scenes as myself. You know, in my opinion, kind of give my thoughts and opinions on these scenes. And then, of course, we're gonna kind of go back and talk about the turbocharged prelude. So we're gonna throw that in before we get into the actual movie. So let's go ahead and get into these deleted scenes. So up first, we are going to get into the first scene that was deleted from the movie. So basically, in this scene, this is the scene titled Rooftop. So this is the scene that was deleted for obvious reasons. I don't know why the scene was deleted. They didn't really give, you know, an obvious reason to explain why this scene was deleted. So,
let's take a look.
Yeah, let's take a little bit of a look.
So, did you really think we wouldn't find you?
So, in this scene, I like this scene. To me, you know, and the obvious reasons,
you wouldn't understand.
See, he's basically, you know, Brian is basically, you know, he's basically, you know, trying to tell victims, like, he wouldn't understand why he let Dom go. So basically, this is kind of, you know, Bilkins is finally getting, giving a chance, Brian a chance for redemption. So he's basically, damn, he's like, so he's basically, this is kind of this a little bit after the first movie.
So what do you want?
He's basically asking Bilkins, what does he want?
Because she was scouting me.
And stuff like that, but again, this scene, it should have been kept. I think they should have kept this scene. It would have helped a little bit of the story and what happened. Instead of just going right into the heart of the story.
This scene right here is Roman Pierce, played by Tyrese Gibson.
So in this scene, coming up next, this is a little bit of... see, I don't like this scene, like how they kind of originally introduced Tyrese's character. It just didn't need to be there. But so, and basically in this scene, he is just, you know, introducing Tyrese, his character Roman Pierce. This is, you know, I think the original version of the first version of that particular film of this scene. So it was kind of just cut down a bit, you know, to help make, you know, Roman Pierce a little more mysterious than usual. But, you know, and again, I didn't really care, that much. I mean, you know, it's just not a great scene. It just, you know, part of it just, it felt like it just didn't really need to be there all that much. I think what they could have done better and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of the scenes I don't want to get into. We really don't need to get into it because we don't have a whole lot of time. So we're just gonna kind of let the scene play out and then stuff like that. But we're not gonna get into a lot of the deleted scenes. We don't really need to get into all of them because a lot of them are not that great. It goes my house. This is the last scene we're gonna cover, and then we're gonna get into the turbocharged prelude for the movie, and then talk. Then we're gonna talk a little bit about the movie as well. So in this scene, we kind of learn master shot of the particular custom scene. My opinion, I think it's okay. It's not, you know, a great scene. It's fine. So basically, we're just kind of learning a little bit more about Roman, about Markham, and who he is. He's kind of giving, you know, Roman basically a little bit of a hard time. So he basically learns Roman Pierce. Cut off sleeves, tattoos.
All this trouble getting him a job that a real man should be doing.
So he basically does not like Roman at all. He basically wants to know about this ankle monitor and stuff like that.
Don't smile at me, O'Connor.
He's like, don't smile at me, O'Connor. So that's basically the last scene we're going to cover. We are now going to get into the turbocharged prelude. We're going to talk about the turbocharged prelude. And then we're basically going to talk about the movie a little bit. I mean, and I don't want to make this, you know, a very long episode. Then it kind of doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be a long episode. Like I said, this episode is just a review redux for Too Fast, Too Furious. So in the Turbocharged Prelude, this is a 6-minute short that basically just kind of bridges the chronological gap between the first and the second film. We're kind of, since, you know, Dom is absent, we just show a little archival footage of Dominic Toretto. This is just a little bit after the events of the first movie. So now Brian is just basically, he's now an ex-cop. He's now basically just kind of going on the run. I mean, he's basically now on the run. Officers are coming in. They're going to arrest him and stuff like that. I know I'm probably, like, one of the actual few who actually enjoyed this short film. I've always said I always enjoy this short film. I thought it is a really good short film. Although it is, you know, there's really no dialogue except at the very beginning. It is a silent short film. But it's, you know, my opinion, it's a really, really good short film. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I think, you know, it just kind of just showcasing Brian becoming a street legend, a street racer in such a short amount of time and stuff like that, which it helps. It helps. It really helps understand who Brian is. He's really just, you know, now on the run from the law. He's trying to avoid the law as much as he can. But, you know, and again, the Turbocharged Prelude is just one of the most very fun, interactive short films. I know a lot of people don't like it. They kind of just write it off as saying, like, well, something that really didn't need to exist. But in my opinion, I liked it. I don't care what people say. Say what you want about the Turbocharged Prelude for Too Fast, Too Furious. Without this short film, Too Fast, Too Furious wouldn't really be what it is. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Too Fast, Too Furious. I mean, I kind of write the film off as a crap film. It is not a great film, but we're going to get into that once we get into the actual review for the film. But overall, no, what we're seeing, you know, he's just, you know, now he has to ditch his car. So basically he's ditching the car. He has to walk where he needs to go. Hitch a ride with this person, this girl. They really don't give her a name, played by Monica Kelly. I think that's how you pronounce her name. But so now in this particular part, in the short minute or short film, Brian is now picking up a new car. He's picking up the Nissan Skyline, which is my favorite car. I love this car. It's so sad we only see it for a short amount of time. In the beginning, it's only shown in the beginning of Too Fast, Too Furious. I think they should at least give this car actual screen time, and they did not do that, and I was really upset about that. So basically, you know, now what we're looking at, he's basically, you know, fixing this car up. He's, you know, this, yeah, like what he will normally do. He's now painting the car. The car is now basically fixed, or still trying to modify it, stuff like that. He's trying to win straight races so he can really get this car where it needs to be in the beginning of Too Fast, Too Furious. And it's the only time we see the car, and it sucks. And it truly sucks. So now, this is kind of a little fun thing that they do. They kind of put together. Nothing much really happens. He's just, you know, yeah, doing what Brian would do. I love when he does that smile. I think it's really funny. So now we're in the last few seconds of this short film for the Turbocharged Prelude. Like I said, how much I've enjoyed the Turbocharged Prelude? A lot. I actually enjoy it more than Too Fast, Too Furious. I mean, that's saying much. I mean, you know, even though Too Fast, Too Furious is basically the first Fast and Furious film that I saw and stuff like that, but we're really gonna get into that here shortly. So he's now trying to figure out where to go, to New York or to Miami. So basically, goes to Miami. He basically turns off and goes to Miami. So now we are now in the streets of Miami, Florida. This is basically where Too Fast, Too Furious finally starts. This is the beginning of Too Fast, Too Furious. This is, you know, yeah, so we kind of get introduced to the two other characters from the film. stuff like that, which is okay. I mean, when it says to be continued, I laugh so hard at that. Yeah, we're going to take another quick break. We're going to take, you know, get a drink, and then we're going to come back and jump into Too Fast for our review redux for Too Fast, Too Furious. Hello, and welcome back. So now we are going to be getting into Too Fast, Too Furious, the review redux for the film. I know we're getting closer and closer to Fast X. I can't wait. So, Too Fast, Too Furious, is basically the, you know, the first Fast and Furious film that I ever saw. You know, like I said, I didn't really understand what the big deal for Too Fast, Too Furious. To me, you know, this is, you know, when I talk about this film, this is the one that kind of just, you know, introduced me to this franchise. It's what introduced me to Paul Walker as an actor, you know, to John Singleton as a filmmaker, as a director. May they both rest in peace. But, you know, like I said, you know, I always said, no, this one was good, no, and you look at it now, this film is bad. I mean, like, when we talk about this film is just basically just a rehash of the first movie, of The Fast and the Furious. But, you know, like I said, one thing I always said that I did not like about this film is the plot and the story. The plot is just basically another undercover story. It just, I don't know why they went that way. I think it, to me, in that sense of a way, is just stupid. They could have done something so much more better and different. Because I just did not like the fact they just rehashed some of the elements in the story from the first film and stuff like that, which it just didn't need to be. And this film is just not a great film. It's really bad. I mean, the acting, some of the dialogue it's terrible. It's just really, really bad. And it feels like, you know, in that way, and how I feel about it, it just feels like it just didn't age very well. I mean, the special effects, the CGI, stuff like that is just terrible. I mean, it's just awful. I mean, of course, now when we talk about this film, we really, you know, this is the one when we talk about, like, yes, this is our introduction to Roman Pierce, to Tej, and stuff like that. Of course, only two main characters from the first movie essentially come back. That is Paul Walker, Brian O'Connor, you know, Tom Berry, who plays Bilkins from the first film. These are the only two actors that essentially return for this film. And, you know, of course, you know, there were two different plots. One actually involved Vin Diesel, in case he decided to return. There was another one that didn't involve him, in which he decided, if he decided not to return, in which he decided he didn't want to return for the film, for this film. So basically they went to another direction, which is like, okay, we'll just give, you know, this time around, Brian is no longer a cop, so we'll just give him a shot at redemption. That's basically what the kind of the plot of the movie is. They, you know, the FBI is now essentially ready to arrest him. He's basically now facing prison time for what happened at the end of the first movie, for letting Dom go. That is where Brian is at now. He's now facing prison time and stuff like that. But, you know, overall, I think he had a really good reason why he let Dom go. He basically kind of reveals it in towards the end of the movie. But, you know, and again, essentially, you know, there are certain parts of this film that it just didn't need to be there. The rat torture scene. The rat torture scene for me was not okay, and it was unnecessary. They could have essentially taken that out of the movie. It just didn't need to be there. And it was not a good scene. When I look at that scene, I watch that scene, it just takes me out of the movie. Like, every time that scene comes up, I'm just literally taken out of the movie. And it's just not a good scene altogether. It's just really bad and it's cringy and stuff like that. But overall, you know, again, Too Fast, Too Furious, it's just not a great movie. Like I said, the acting is terrible. The dialogue is really terrible. Some, you know, the action scenes are really okay. They're okay. They're not the best. I do like the fact to know that Brian and Roman, you know, start to interact with each other and stuff like that. This film, you know, Roman Pierce is also his character is also looking for redemption to redeem himself for his own past and what happened, as well, and stuff like that. That I kind of liked. That is a really good arc for the story, but essentially, it's just, you know, like I said, the movie just kind of just like drags. And the way I feel about it, you know, is that, you know, regarding the plot, you know, essentially, it feels like it just stuck in itself. Like, it really just doesn't know what it wants to be or when it wants to start. Like, I know a big chunk of the film, it just, basically, the plot just stuck in itself. And it really just, like, doesn't know, like, what it wants to do, when the plot finally starts. Which is basically in the third act. Then, like, okay, yeah, the plot's finally started, then the movie's over. So basically, yeah, the plot, it just really wasn't great. I did not enjoy the plot or the story of this particular film in the franchise. When we talk about Too Fast, Too Furious, a lot of us consider, you know, this film, you know, essentially the weakest, one of the weakest entries in the franchise. It is definitely one of the worst installments in the franchise. This movie's bad. I mean, it has not aged well. I mean, like, it just, like I said, it's just a rehash of the first movie. That's basically what it is. But, you know, and again, anytime I've ever come back to this film, do I essentially watch it? Sometimes I forget that it's even playing in the background. It's just kind of in the background because it just needs to be in the background. But, you know, overall, I don't enjoy this film. I don't like this movie. I think it's just terrible. So now we're finally done with the movie. We're done talking about the movie. We're essentially going to move into my final thoughts and opinions on Too Fast, Too Furious Review Redux. In this Review Redux episode for Too Fast, Too Furious. So my final thoughts and opinions on this film. Is this movie fun or exciting or enjoyable? No. This movie is not essentially any of that. It's just, like, bad. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Take care, guys. We'll be back soon for Furious 7. And have a great weekend. Bye.